You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The question is, what was the highlight of your weekend?
My furnace went out.
Oh, nuts.
It was a highlight. We bought a heater. It looked like we're having a campfire. We're just winging it.
That's fine. At least it's not like freezing right now.
Great. That's why I'm
It's going to be 60 degrees the next couple days.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, you get somebody out there pronto, Marie.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
We already said it.
Mine was just sitting on the couch watching a movie. Jeremy's was eating candied bacon balls or something like that.
Deep fried deviled eggs.
That's it.
Candied bacon and fried deviled eggs. Did you like them?
Tina, I can't even tell you how much I loved them. I got goosebumps when I bit into them. It was like goosebumps.
Listen, I don't even like eggs, and I tried it, and it was freaking delicious.
It was freaking delicious.
It was amazing, and top it with bacon, and it's even better, bro.
Oh, girl, please.
There's not that many people who say, I don't like eggs. It's such a staple in our culture.
The deviled egg is like one of my top 19 favorite foods.
I can make them like nobody's business, but I don't like eating them.
Well, what makes yours so special?
I grew up like eating eggs, and then I eat powdered eggs like from the military, and then now I just, I don't like them.
Well, stop eating powdered eggs and go back to the real thing.
Get the real deal.
They're really nasty. I'm sorry. It's just a texture.
Jeremy was asking is what about your deviled eggs makes them so special?
Yeah, what makes yours rock?
Oh, man, because I use pickle juice and I add bacon. And did you know that you can make, like, guacamole eggs, deviled eggs, ranch eggs, all kinds of eggs?
Now you're just talking crazy.
Go back to the pickle juice.
I swear to you. Google it. You can make them.
I'm not doing that, Tina.
No, we're not going to do
that. Yes, you are.
Go back to the pickle juice.
Lots of things.
How much pickle juice are we talking?
I'm talking like a little splish splash.
A little splish splash of pickle juice. You know what? I'm not mad at that.
And the key is bread and butter pickle juice, not dill pickle.
Hells no. You lost me.
Not try it. You can't knock it till you try it. Come on.
I hate bread and butter pickles.
But you tried fried eggs. Come on. There's no limit now.
You're asking a lot of Jeremy to try something new, Marie.
No, I've tried them. I don't like them. I don't like bread and butter pickles.
But you're not eating that. You're just eating a little splish splash
of
the juice.
The juice tastes just like the pickle.
I know, but
the pickles are in the juice.
But it's when you add an ingredient to a dish, you don't necessarily taste it. It just overall informs other flavors.
Knowing that it was in there, I would taste it.
You don't have to know. I'll bring them to you and never know.
I don't want your egg. I don't want your weird eggs.
That's so mean. Come on now.
I don't eat listener food, Tina. I don't know what's in that stuff.
I figured you would.
You probably put a booger in it or a Band-Aid or something.
That's nasty. That's so gross. I used to work in the food industry. Ugh, no thank you. Are we going to play Rattle Off? Can I win some tickets?
No, we want to talk to you.
Well, let's talk, but you're not going to try them. So now you lost me.
What else is going on in your world?
Kids sick, life's crazy, you know, let's go win $1 million and fly to the moon. I don't know.
What's wrong with your kid?
I don't know. He was throwing up. I don't know. He's a kid. He picks his nose and gets sick. I don't know.
Right. He's had some of the bread and butter pickles.
No, he loves those things. You don't talk smack about bread and butter pickles. I will beat on you now. That's horrible. Don't say that.
Whoa. Pickle violence is never the answer, Tina.
Where are you, where are you from originally?
I'm from here, but I grew up all over the world. My accent, right? You know?
I don't hear an accent.
It's just more attitude than accent, I think.
You're feisty.
Because I'm a Gemini.
Are Geminis feisty?
We're born with attitude.
Mm.
Huh. What do you know about Virgos?
Oh, God. I dated one, and it didn't go so well.
How come? What went wrong?
I don't know. I feel like Virgos are very, like, complacent and not very informative, and they don't like confrontation, so they avoid it, which makes it a lot worse.
It's like total opposite of Dom.
All three of those things are the exact opposite of me.
Well, then you're the best side of the Virgo, then. That's great.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
No, it's not, Dom.
I'm the best side of the Virgo. What about Jeremy's? He's a
Sagittarius. What do you know about Sagittarius?
Oh, man, I don't know. I only knew a girl as a Sagittarius. I never knew a dude as a Sagittarius. I don't really know anything.
What was her personality like?
You guys are freaking awesome. Her personality was boring and lame.
Yeah.
Which is the total opposite of you as well, because you guys are freaking entertaining and awesome and informative. So, I mean, you know, maybe the dude side's better on some ends. I don't know.
What do you do for a living, Marie?
At this moment, I am a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Taking care of the sick kid.
What's your training in?
The food industry, making people laugh, talking smack to people.
I like that about you.
I know. Yeah. I've talked to you before. We've talked a lot of smack.
Despite the pickle issue, I think we could hang out still.
It's cool. We don't have to talk about pickles. I don't need.
We'll hang out, watch a movie. We'll watch Anchorman or something.
Okay, that works too. I mean, yeah.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Tina, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I've been ready. Let's do it.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
How's that going?
It's going great. Aren't you married?
I am married.
He wasn't hitting on you.
I'm just curious. How long have you been married?
No, not like that. Like, are you married? I've been married for 13 years. How long have you been married?
What are we at now? 16, 15. 17, 16?
Don't get caught. Don't get caught. Does she listen to your radio station?
We've been together for 20 years. Let's just settle on that.
All right, he's like, don't get in trouble. I'm not trying to cause that.
Nah, I don't get in trouble anymore, Tina.
Well, that's good. It's a good marriage then, right?
It is.
She loves you. She puts up with your crap, right?
You have no idea.
That's why I'm still married, because he puts up with my crap, too.
What does he do?
He's a blue-collared man. He works in the concrete industry, putting flooring in new apartment buildings so 1 million people can move to Colorado.
What sign is he?
Tell him to stop it. It's getting too full here.
He's a Pisces, and he's an asshole.
Okay.
I knew it was coming.
Gotta hit the dump button.
I hit it. I knew something was going to come.
No, no, no.
Okay, we got it. Don't say anything
else.
We
understand. Now we got to play the game. You got us in trouble. Thanks a lot, Tina.
Give me something good so I can win, all right?
Oh, I'm about to give you something good. It's called a hang-up.
What?
Ten seconds.
Calm down, first of all, Tina. We don't need another slip. Take a breath.
10 seconds.
I'm ready.
Only one. And when we give you an actor and you have to name their movies, you only get to do one per franchise. Like, for instance, if it was Harrison Ford, you could only do one Indiana Jones or one Star Wars. So whatever the actor would give you, you can only choose one movie per franchise.
Got it.
For five movies from that now Academy Award winner, Brendan Fraser. Ready and go.
Elf. Yep, nope. You caught me off guard. We're done.
Did you say Elf?
Yep, we're done.
We're done.
I messed that up. Yep, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. This is now officially over. See you later. Bye.
Thanks, Tina. Bye.
Bye-bye. After all that, well, bye.
Just like end. Just like some movies.
Squirrel!
Daniel. Some movies you just get to the end. They just
squirrel.
End. Yeah. Danielle, what was the highlight of your weekend?
We bought a new couch, so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, we did that a couple weeks ago. That's a fun process, isn't it?
Jeremy wouldn't tell me. Jeremy refused to tell me what he paid for his. What'd you pay for yours, Danielle?
I think we paid $2,300. It was on sale. They were having like a spring clearance, so it was a pretty great deal.
Well, that's good.
$2,300. All right.
Is it
one of those L-shaped? Is it a love seat?
Yep.
What is it?
Big old L-shape, but then it's got recliners integrated in it. It was, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Very adult. It was great.
Very adult. Isn't it funny? Yeah, you get excited like, ooh, the couch is coming today.
Oh,
but
my gosh,
really?
Yeah. That's going to be the highlight of my week. It'll get delivered on Thursday.
Yes, and you get so excited, and you like smell it, and it smells all new.
You really
and
got one of those couches with the recliners built in? Did you really?
Oh,
yeah, that's what our couch does,
it's
too.
It's got all the different stuff now.
Really? Dude, I mean,
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You gotta have all the options.
You haven't lived until you had a couch that reclines.
Doesn't have like the little built-in cup holders and a thing that comes up to put your snacks on
sure
or anything, does it?
You got
does
that
it?
One, huh?
And it's got USB ports and everything.
Yeah.
So we're gonna leave the couch.
Yep. I poo-pooed that. Oh, yeah. We got the USB port. It's on the side by the button and game changer. When you want to kick back and watch something on your iPad and you're like, oh my God, the battery's almost dead. You're like, oh, but wait, let me plug it into my couch.
Exactly.
Good choice, Danielle. Yeah.
Thank you. I think so. I feel pretty good
choice.
About it.
You know, when Jeremy's delivered, they had a problem with it. He had to send it back. So I hope you don't have the same issue, Danielle.
Oh, no. I hope not. I guess we'll
he even got into a
Thursday.
There's a blemish on it.
He got into a little war of words with the delivery dude.
He got in our kitchen.
So.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he was kind
ugly.
Of a punk.
Yeah.
Well, my
Jeremy's
husband
like,
will be the one dealing with that. So hopefully he doesn't have to deal with any chaos.
Yeah. Chaos. Is your husband a big intimidating guy?
He actually is. He's a big old softy at heart, but looking at him, he can be a bit intense.
Really?
Yeah, where'd you meet that
but
guy?
He's just a big old teddy bear. On Hinge, one of those dating apps, because that's just apparently how you meet people these days. You can't meet them naturally anymore, so.
You got to go online to bigmen.com.
Huh. Right? Yeah, it worked out, though. He was the first guy I started talking to on that dating app, and then the last one, too. So.
And
dang,
now you're buying
that's impressive.
Couches that recline together.
Exactly, I know. What a beautiful life we have now with Kevin.
It's all really playing out nicely, isn't it? This is what you dreamed about when you were a little girl.
Exactly. Who would have ever thought?
A couch that you can plug in your phone and
man.
Set your Mountain Dew right there next to you.
That's right.
I know. I'm just living the dream.
And now, if only it had a little toilet built in, you would never have to get up.
Then I really would never leave.
Oh, that's great. Ready to play some Rattle Off with us, Daniel?
I suppose I'll try. Hopefully I do okay.
Oh, I think you'll do fine. 10 seconds. This is a Rattle Off segment about, and by the way, those of you who are holding, don't hang up even if Danielle gets it, because we'll still want to talk to you. She may or may not get it. We don't know. 10 seconds. You just bought something. Well, we're looking for 5 places, the names of the stores, where you could buy paint. 5 different stores where you can buy paint, Danielle. Ready? And go!
Geary's, Home Depot, Lowe's, Sherwin-Williams, Hobby Lobby. Is that 5?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think.
Well, we always tell people to keep going. Don't stop at 5, just in case one of them gets thrown out, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you that we are not throwing any of those out. You're a winner!
Okay, good. I was going to say, I think I had it.
Yeah, you got it. You know your paint.
I do. Well, hey, you know me. I buy couches, which means obviously I'm doing other home remos, so got to do the painting, too.
What room are you painting?
At this point, nothing, but I have successfully painted, like, our entire house, so.
Good for you.
I got to keep myself busy. I'm a bit of a spaz at heart, so if I don't keep myself busy, then I don't know what to do.
Do you remember any of the paint colors that you used? Because I always love the cheesy paint color names.
I think the most recent one I did was like Skyfall. It's like a blue gray color.
Skyfall.
It's actually quite nice. But yeah, no, the color names they come up with are absolutely ridiculous. It's kind of hilarious to watch, like, look through them at the stores.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty funny.
Well, let's take this full circle, Danielle. What color is that new couch?
It is gray.
Okay. Listen,
I know,
you could
not
be
not super exciting, but that's okay.
Gray.
It's all right.
I'll take the gray one.
You are so charming.
That's what pillows are for. Thank you.
Yeah, throw pillows for days.
Right. Just don't OP the couch. Don't over pillow the couch, okay?
Oh gosh, no. You can't all have right. that. You gotta have places to sit still.
And the
very
dog.
Important.
You got to have room for the dog. Danielle, please stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you all about your tickets, okay?
You're great, Danielle.
Awesome.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
All right, we appreciate you. Fun people today.
Full of energy.